Coverage of state dance tournament action here on Q92, brought to you by Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Madison Bottling, Great Plains Natural Gas, United Prairie Bank, Greg Thole Electric, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Boris Crop Insurance, Swenson Nelson Stoltz Attorneys, Olson Sanitation, Heather Thorle and Nursery, Lac Parle Valley High School, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Ludvigson Tylik, Madsen Family Chiropractic, Kluver Law Office, Lac Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Prairie Sun Bank, Appleton, Milan, and Marietta. Also bringing you coverage of state dance this year, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Miller Services, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Dawson, Lac Parle Mutual Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Syngenta Seeds, Brian Cruz, Ag Plus Cooperative, Erickson Chevrolet, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pro Image Partners, B. Johnson Electric, Lee Motor Company, CCM Health, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Purus in Dawson, Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, and Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds. Let's turn things over to Ken Fransky.
Well, I am back in a little quieter environment. I have five senior girls on the Shadows team here, as well as Lisa and Sarah. So we're going to try to not quit having fun tonight, but you girls have got some other important things to do, like, you know, Radisson Olympics, yeah! The Double Tree Olympics. So we've got Ellie and Grace that danced, and Cece that danced jazz today. We've got Kendall and Michaela, other senior captains here. So as we wrap up jazz today, you got to celebrate tonight, but you also got to get refocused for tomorrow. How do you make that change from wrapping up tonight, excitement, and get ready to go for tomorrow?
Honestly, it's kind of actually an easy switch just because of how different they are. So, like, tomorrow will be, like, I'm not going to swear, but, you know, like, bad A mode. So, like, I think it's going to come easy.
Yeah.
And, like,
the excitement from
today. Yeah. I don't know. Filling off from today, and, like, once you wake up, it's, like, go time and focus.
Grace?
I just think once those kid girls see what we did today, they're, it hypes them up even more. They're thirsty for what we got today.
All right, Michaela Munsterman, Kendall Fransky, how hard is it as seniors to not only get to watch your jazz teammates, but sit and wait one more day down here at the state tournament? How hard is that to do? Or is it a good thing? Is it relaxing?
Me, personally, I just kind of, after watching them and, like, going through awards and stuff now, I just want to go out and do it. I just want to go and dance one more time with my team. But having that wave, building up that anticipation, I think it gets us even more excited, even more ready to go for tomorrow.
Yeah, personally for me, I'm way more anxious for jazz, the jazz dancers to dance, than kick, just because, I don't know, I just feel like since I know what they've been through the whole year and the past years, like, knowing they hit it, like, is awesome.
I think one of the most interesting non-professional comments I heard today came from Brett Johnson, Lisa's husband. And the 3A went before 1A today. Normally it's single A, double A, triple A throughout the day. But 3A went first for whatever reason. And Brett was approached by somebody in Edina High School Day in the Minnesota High School League and said, really, this is a single A school? He said they just could have competed with the previous 12 teams that left the gym earlier today. And that was the type of performance that I know I saw, without a doubt. I made a comment earlier that this might not have only been the best performance of this season. It might have been as good or better than the last two seasons. But for you five seniors, it without a doubt was your best performance ever, in my opinion. Coaches, thoughts? Sarah, Lisa, I when I snuck in here, I kind of thought maybe you were huddled up, maybe looking at scores or something like that. But just to remind everybody, home, a rank point of 3 is the best you can do. That'd be like a perfect score.
Yeah.
And then it went Y and E at a 6, which is still excellent.
Yeah.
But then I missed it. I thought it was a 2-way tiebreaker. It was a 3-way tiebreaker. So 3rd, 4th, 5th place ranked out the same, and then they add back in the other 2 judges or something like that, they wrestle off or, you know, have Chinese fire drills or something like that. But those top 5 teams, a lot of heavy competition.
Yeah.
But 2 teams from Section 3 did kind of step out of the pack of 5.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
congratulations to YB. I think that's they were a fierce competitor.
They earned it. They worked so hard.
And you girls were here at the hotel in the banquet room watching that last pot of 4 teams after you kind of watched yourselves again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was sitting there smiling because as soon as YME came out, you guys started doing the YME chant.
Yeah.
And that shows that level of respect. You girls know a lot of those girls. You've danced against a lot of those girls for 4, 5, 6, 7 years. So
yeah.
Coaches, how do you get the 24 girls? Calm down a little bit tonight, but yet having it fun to win the Radisson Olympics, but refocus for tomorrow.
They're ready. They're ready. I don't really know. Kick days are definitely way less stressful for me anyways.
Yeah.
Especially when Jazz has such stellar performances the day before. So tonight, I think just having the Radisson Olympics and them spending time together will be enough to get them into the mindset of, we have a job to finish tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think it'll take much. Tomorrow will be different because we're used to waking up at 6:30 in the morning and being at Target Center by 7. So we now won't leave this hotel until after 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock tomorrow. So that will be very different for us. So we have to use our time wisely tomorrow and have a practice session. And it's just going to be different, but I think we will have no problem getting them focused. They're on a mission to finish this thing today, or tomorrow.
Absolutely. I think it was the first state champion. Ella Morf joins us as well, one of their senior captains. I think it was the first state championship run after day one Jazz. There was not only a sense of an accomplishment, but there was a sense of, like you said, Lisa, we're not quite done yet.
Right.
We got another day to dance.
Yeah.
So, Ella, welcome. Ella Morf's with us. Cheering them on from the sideline. We're talking about how we're getting ready and refocused for tomorrow for high kick. But you're on that high kick back-to-back championship team. How do you help as a captain and as a senior? Been here, done that, but going to do it again, hopefully. How do you help get the whole team of 24 girls prepared for tomorrow?
I think the main thing is just keeping that strong mentality into day two. Because, I mean, it's a long weekend. I mean, there's a lot of things going on, from team bonding to going out to eat to being at the Target Center, now Edina High School. And I think we just got to keep our minds strong and ready in game mode to do again tomorrow.
And I don't remember for sure how many Jazz teams also qualified for a kick, but there's a handful, I think.
Yeah.
And the one thing I do know is those other teams that get to perform in high kick tomorrow after watching Jazz today, they're not going to sleep good, girls. Coach, they're not.
Right.
You set a tone at a very high level.
They're scared.
They're scared. I agree. I've been joking around. I tried to get a slogan with Lisa, chasing our shadows. Because as fans and as parents, we love to chase you every weekend at competitions and conferences and sections and state. But I joked with Lisa, you know, it's also letting the competition chase our shadows a little bit, too. You know, and I'm so excited not only for today, proud to be helping KLQP Radio, more excited for tomorrow, because now the whole team gets to dance.
Yeah.
And you guys sure set the bar high, set the tone high. And if I was a 1A school and a coach, I'd be up all night watching game film. How are we going to tweak this stuff? Any last words from the seniors here? Coach Sarah, Lisa?
No, just thank you so much. Yeah, thanks to our community for everything. We appreciate you.
It was great seeing all the stuff posted on Facebook, all the different schools and workplaces and everything that we're live streaming today. It's amazing the support we get.
Yeah, we talked about that. Some teams didn't even sell all 55 of their tickets today. And we could have sold 55 tickets 10, 15 times. And so that's what is pretty cool. So, you know, all, like Sarah said, the pictures of, you know, the nursing home and the school and just, it's just amazing. Thank you for the support.
So 55 fans felt like 500, you said, Ella.
Oh, yeah.
I think girls get ready. 55 tomorrow might sound like 5,000.
Let's go.
I'm sure I heard some alumni screaming from 150 miles away throughout the day and pounding their fists and stomping their shoes. So, again, congratulations. 4 section champions in a row. 3 Jazz state championships in a row. And we're going to make it better tomorrow is what I see in all your girls. With that, Maynard, we'll kick it back to you. Thanks for all the sponsors. I want to say thanks to Madison Bottling. Scott, Darren, Target Center floor needed to come here. It did come here, and we thank your crew for that because we're going to hopefully be dancing on it again tonight and tomorrow. With that, Maynard, we'll sign off for the night.
Coverage of state dance tournament action here on Q92 brought to you by Zarblock Funeral Home in Madison, Madison Bottling, Great Plains Natural Gas, United Prairie Bank, Greg Thole Electric, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Boris Crop Insurance, Swenson Nelson Stoltz Attorneys, Olson Sanitation, Heather Thorle and Nursery, Lackparl Valley High School, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Ludvigson Tiling, Madsen Family Chiropractic, Kluver Law Office, Lackparl Corn and Soybean Growers, Prairie Sun Town Bank, Appleton, Milan, and Marietta. Also bringing you coverage of State Dance this year, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Miller Services, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home Dawson, Lac Parle Mutual Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Syngenta Seeds, Brian Cruz, Ag Plus Cooperative, Erickson Chevrolet, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pro Image Partners, B. Johnson Electric, Lee Motor Company, CCM Health, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Warren Trigestad, Pioneer Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Purus and Dawson, Hilltop Bar and Grill and Dawson, and Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds. Join us again tomorrow here on Q92 as Ken Franski will be down in Edina covering the shadows as the high kick competition gets underway.